Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. A lot of things going on today. When I say a lot of things are going on, most of this is coming from you, out of the box, Jerry, and I certainly appreciate that. Jimmy and I talk off mic at length, for lack of better terms, before we record these daily editorials, and I have decided that it would be a hell of a lot more efficient if we address some of the comments, perhaps, in terms of what's going on, just augment the length, perhaps, a bit of the daily editorials, because then our comments are much, much clearer. Going to start out this morning before we go to some of the comments. I'm going to start out talking about what happened in Israel with Netanyahu. Any comments on that, Jimmy? Looks like he just kind of squeaked through, huh?
Well, in the last minute, there was a surge in opposition votes, very similar to November 3rd here in the United States. It looks like he lost he's 2 seats shy of a majority in the Knesset, which means they'll have to do have a split government or possibly another election again soon as they work through some sort of a deal. We'll see how that works out. I think it's kind of more the same for Israel. This has been quite a long time that they've gone through this challenge with a lot of political divisions, though it seems like he's been taking pretty good actions with Israel on a number of areas, with Iran, with the COVID. I don't know if I personally agree with the way he's done it, but I think a lot of people did agree with him. So it's interesting that he didn't actually pull out. It's a lot of politics going on in Israel right now. It's a democracy. One of the only democracies in the Middle East. So.
The one point I really want to get your opinion on, because I personally think it'll make a difference if in fact this comes to fruition. But the fellow initially who went out over Bibi actually is a Muslim. What effect do you think that would have on on Israel? I think it would have a huge effect.
Well, if that were the case, it would. I'm not sure that they're going to have anybody's going to take over the Israeli government from a Islamic perspective or have the numbers. I think he just didn't allow the coup to actually win it. But yeah, that would be very interesting if in fact something like that happened. It would definitely turn things upside down. Yeah. There's a lot of misinformation right now about Islam, and a lot of like hiding what's happening in Colorado over the shooter Al Issa versus Alyssa. And it's interesting to use those comparisons of the media trying to cover one thing, and of course what the left has done in Israel. Israel's had they've got a very powerful and influential left that really looks towards a socialist ideology. We'll see how this all turns out.
Well, it's getting more and more complicated. When you say we'll see how this turns out, I want to say one thing, and that is that we have some situations going on right now that are absolutely incredibly unique. I want to talk first a little bit about, and from my standpoint, Jerry, you came up with some very, very interesting comments. The one that I thought was particularly interesting was your first comment that came in at my time, our time, 5:17 a.m. You talk about, I think it's obvious by now that there is something far more nefarious going on, but how to explain it? Some imagine that this must require some Dr. Evil character pulling the strings and making his puppets all dance to the same tune. I have to tell you, my personal opinion about that is I don't think it's some nefarious Dr. Evil. What I think it is I think that it is the Dr. Evil is actually a well-organized, well-funded, et cetera, organization. And logic tells me, and I cannot make an accusation. I can only give an opinion here. That is, logic tells me that there is a very big, what I would call, do-gooder. We don't consider this person to be a do-gooder, but I think he considers in his mind that he and his son are both do-gooders, and that is, of course, you know who. Having said that, let's not even bring that up, but let me say that I think that the COVID is being taken advantage of very, very effectively by the, what I would call, totally misinformed do-gooders, George Soros, et cetera, et cetera. Jimmy, any comments on that?
Well, I don't think it's actually do good. I think it's an ideological view of the world, and he would like to achieve that ideological, vision of the world. And in his mind, and I think in a lot of elitists, globalist mind, they know better than others. So, you know, you need government to make decisions for others. Our system was designed completely the opposite, that the individuals had the choice, equal to or greater than the government. But in a George Soros or a President Xi, an authoritarian, I like to call him a authoritarian capitalist, they think they have the answers. And anybody that actually pushes against them is a problem. Uh-huh. I think the tech companies, I think the global corporations that see the financial advantage of working with a system like that, I think the elitists who think they're smarter than others and don't give, you know, other people the opportunity to actually make the decisions for themselves, I think they're undermining that view, because democracy is not, it's not consistent with an authoritarian financial control of a system. And I think there's a lot of players that are involved to a lot of different ideologies involved that come together for that same fundamental view that, hey, I'm smarter than you and you dumb people don't have a say in your future. And I think that's completely wrong.
Oh, I agree 100%. That goes on to the next comment. But before I bring up the next comment of yours, Jerry, is the fact that you said the lie of asymptomatic transmission and the myth of half a million deaths. The only way that I could see that that could be a myth, and I think it probably is that it's a known fact that hospitals that had larger numbers of deaths attributable by the hospital to COVID received more money from the government for their services. That I think is a brilliant way to skew the number of deaths in a very, very inaccurate direction. Comments on that one, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, is incentivizing those numbers, but also with the CDC reporting guidelines, you know, for 17 years they had pandemic and, influenza pneumonia reporting guidelines. With COVID, they changed those guidelines so that COVID would be the primary cause of death, even if it was not specifically related. If you had it or it was in your system, then that became the cause of death, the primary cause of death. In the past, it was the inverse. If you had, say, the flu, but you had a heart disease and your body was weak, then the flu, may have been pushed you over the edge, but the heart disease was the cause of death. They flipped that narrative around to the point where there's known factual cases that motorcycle accidents, self-inflicted gunshot wounds, because someone had COVID, they were marked as a COVID death. So it's very hard to separate the data out to show the facts behind how many people actually have died of COVID and versus other issues in COVID may have been a contributing factor or may have just been identified in the system. And of course, we can't even trust the PCR tests to know for sure because the accuracy of that's not good. So they may have had a COVID virus that may pop up in a test that may have no impact on their life, especially if they're 80, 82 years or 83 years old, something like that, or, you know, in their 90s. The average age of mortality is over 80 for this virus. So it's really hard to judge. And that's the problem, and that people have used this as to create fear and panic. And it's worked. It's worked effectively. And if you want to get someone behind it, the Chinese started the fear and panic. And of course, they didn't listen to it themselves. They didn't care. They completely ignored data after it started to pass the United States, but they continued to perpetuate the myths. And of course, many of our liberal ideologues and some of our professionals fell right into that trap.
Right. You know, Jerry, your comment about, for example, the government policies are all bad, not just kids in a cage. The We the People system is broken. Face it. I agree 100% that the We the People system is broken. And it's been taken over, quite frankly, by a very, very astute, intelligent group of people. Anybody, and I'll use Joe Biden as an example, anybody who has a 30-year or longer career in politics has to be a pretty sharp cookie, has to understand how to handle people. And Biden certainly knew at one time how to do that. I think he is slipping tremendously. And then what I find to be interesting going on with the next train of thought is you get somebody who perhaps doesn't show very well, but really cares about the company, country. For example, in a case like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a pretty smart guy, but as it turned out, he beat the system once. But actually, the system did that to themselves by having a very, very poor, poor candidate in Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was basically unliked by the entire country because of her personality. Jerry, then you say, next, what to do about this? Term limits and the Fed, same old problem. Yes, it is the same old problem, exactly. There is no way that you're going to convince people who are as sharp, and I have to say this, Nancy Pelosi and all of the governmental leaders are very, very bright. They know how the electoral system works, and they know how to beat it by winning it consistently. You're not going to change that. So if you can't change it, what's the future hold, Jimmy, in your opinion?
Okay, so I disagree that they're that smart. I mean, in my personal opinion, is there's a lot of, like, they're very nefarious. They're very capable of manipulation, but I'm not thinking that they're doing well for the country in the long term. I think it's a lot of short-term actions. So I don't know if they're that smart.
I don't disagree with that. But a win is a win is a win.
Well, and here's the problem. In the long term, they may be damaging themselves, but the reason why they're successful is because they managed to get an entire media complex, a global corporate media complex, to support their narratives. And when you have people in a free press system that are no longer free, that actually are beholden to the corporate powers,
right,
for editorial boards, and then they're beholden to their jobs to the politicians so they don't get pushback. I mean, because it's clear people are being canceled all the time over pushing back against woke culture, then that's caused people to stop thinking. And so they just manipulate the media. The media manipulates the population. And there's a huge percentage of people that don't really care, don't want to be a part of it. They know something's wrong, but they just want to live their lives.
Right.
And they're fighting for that small group of people that they can influence that'll make the decisions right now. And they think they've got the media on their side, and they're using law enforcement, and they're using the judiciary system and actually to push back against anybody that thinks differently than they do. And that's how they're doing it.
One comment I would make there, I don't disagree, but effective is effective is effective. That's the bottom line. The system is broken. That is also the bottom line. You know, Jerry, you talk about the Fed and the Fed, et cetera, et cetera. I really hope that you and everyone else has read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. That tells you exactly how a group of intelligently bright people put together a system that made them incredibly, incredibly wealthy. Jimmy, we're up to about 14 minutes right now. I'm going to give you the last word, bud.
Yeah, I think that the system is broken. I think people are starting to wake up. I think they did. They did get a win for the executive office in those two seats in Georgia. But let's see what happens as they continue down this road that's basically undermining the future of America.
Exactly.
In 2022. Let's see what happens.
Exactly.
I believe there should be major pushback unless they completely control the electoral process again through cheating.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. We'll find out in a little less than 2 years. Jimmy, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
You bet.